joined by Kay's manager Alan Dowson after this evening's 2-1 loss to Tooting. Alan, Tooting played pretty much their first team, so despite the results, were you pleased with the performance?
Yes, very much so. I really was. I thought absolutely excellent. I thought the batting qualities were great. I thought it passed it better than we have done in recent weeks. And I thought the young lads who come in, I thought were absolutely great. I'm delighted with the performance. Disappointed we never won it. Disappointed about the goal we're conceding, plus not finishing them off when we had a couple of chances at the end. But for man to man, I've got to take my hat off to them, and I thought they were absolutely great.
Did anyone particularly stand out for you?
I thought Wayne Finney was excellent. That's football. You can't defeat the game, and something always kicks you back at it. That's what I've just said in there, because Wayne Finney has been excellent all night. He's won everything. He's organised the back three well, and he gets a new goal with one of them wickets off his head. You can't do anything about it. On the other side of the coin, for an 18-year-old kid, I thought Dan Summers was superb for 80 minutes. I thought he bossed their centre-halves about. I thought he ruffled a few feathers. He did. Then he has two. He scores a good goal. Then he has two sitters and misses him. And that's the time when you've got, you know, you've got to actually calm down and score goals. Like, you know, we've had that problem all year, but I can take that. I can take a bit of disappointment there. You can't take Chatham away, you can't take Eastbourne away, we can't take Tooting Mitcham the last time away, but there's not much wrong there, to be honest, you know, not much wrong at all.
I've heard of changing ends, that's pretty traditional, but changing kits at half time, that's pretty unusual.
I know, I would blame that, but it's something about the red and white and the black and white, but I don't know, but that's the referees again. He couldn't understand who was who, so he changed it. So yeah, that's fine, that's all right. And it didn't really change the performance. I thought we're strong, and for some lads who haven't played football for a long time, like Wayne Finney for months, Dunny for months, Curtis never played there in his life, because I've got three centre-halves injured tonight. Young Suki's only 18. Nick Mundell hasn't played for, yeah, he's played one or two games, but he's talking about consistency here. Yeah, you know, Collie Gibbs, rusty, as you know, Dan Summers hasn't played for a while. So, you know, Shinny, you know, hasn't played regularly a while. There's some good performances in there. The goalkeeper, Luke's got to get a mention, you know, some good performances in there, to be fair, you know, and I'm really pleased with him. I'm really pleased. Not pleased with the result. We're doing like getting beaten. I've got that in the club now that we're here getting beaten, but I cannot knock performances tonight. I really cannot.
I thought personally Wayne Finney stood out. I thought he was the man of the match and very unlucky to get the goal, like you said. Yeah. Is he likely to be figuring the first team soon?
If he doesn't on Saturday, it'll not be long, I'll tell you that. If one of the centre-halves aren't fit on Saturday, he'll play. It's only because we've kept two clean sheets at the back three, back four, probably stay the same, roughly. But he's not far away, no, Wayne. Not at all. I'm delighted how he was tonight. And like I said, I felt gutted for him, for a young girl. But he's an experienced player. And we know what we're saying when we're saying for the FC Wimbledon. He keeps giving performances like that. I thought he was outstanding. Yeah.
Up front, Carl Gibbs missed a fair few chances. Is he likely to push Sanko and Traynor for a starting spot?
It's one of them where I thought the front two were excellent. I thought it worked very hard. Carly worked very hard. Shank had a few things. I thought Dan Summers worked hard, was excellent, scored a goal, then missed a couple of sitters at the end. You tend to think that Bobby and Shahid might not have worked so hard, but we might have just nicked it, you know, with their quality in front of goal. That's the experience that Collie's got to get back, and that's what Dan's got to go up to. But I thought Dan Summers was excellent, you know.
Despite losing, do you think we've got a slight psychological edge over Tooting now? It's pretty much their first team. We pushed them right the way with quite a fringe team for us.
I said it last before kick-off, the only person who could have lost the night was myself, because I thought I had to do this, because I promised the lads I would do it and give them a chance to shine. If we got whacked, everybody would have said, oh, Dowson's played the wrong team, it would have been this, would have been that. If we had won the game, it would have been a giant killing act and sort of thing. So the only person who could have lost was myself. The lads went out there, relaxed and played, and then it matters when we're playing in the league, to be honest. We want to compete against them in the league, them and Dover. We want to be up there with them, but the only time we'll do that is if we get something out of Saturday and Monday's game. So I don't regret playing the team I did, and there's a lot of them who might figure on Saturday because of the performance they've put in tonight.
Looking ahead to Saturday's game against Walton Hersham, it's a massive game. The league position dictates that, apart from anything else. It's a local derby, but your connection's there as well. You must be really looking forward to this one.
I kind of weird. Funny enough, I don't think about them. I had my great time there. I had 10 years, and we took them to the highest I've ever been, 30 years. But I don't have any regret. But at the same time, I don't think about them. I'll go down and watch them tomorrow night, and I'm desperate to get 3 points. So it's Hamzy on Saturday, and that's all I'm thinking. We're getting 3 points against them. I really do. We've got them and Met Police, and I want 6 points or something like that.
Are you going to approach Saturday's game any differently at all? Will there be extra spice in the dressing room before the game?
I think we want to, obviously, players react like that, and there's a couple of them. People have, you know, gone on these websites, you get now, and people show us up the wrong way. I think one of their supporters says, but I don't know who the bloke is. You know, we'll just, like I say, I've got some happy memories down there, but I've also hopefully get some happy memories down here as well, and I'm looking forward to the game.